From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Crews searching through the rubble left by a landslide that buried a mountain village under tons of soil and rocks in southwestern China on Saturday have found 15 bodies, but about 100 more people remain missing. One survivor of the incident had this to say.
We heard a strange noise at the back of our house, and it was a bit loud. Wind was blowing into the room, so I wanted to close the door. When we came out, water flow washed us away instantly.
Xinhua, the official news agency, reported that about 1,000 rescuers were using detection devices and dogs to look for signs of life in an area that once held 62 homes and a hotel. Israeli attack aircraft struck various positions in Syria Saturday, destroying two tanks in response to more than 10 projectiles that landed in its territory. VOA's Maya Bush reports.
The flare-up marked a rare case of Israeli involvement in the bloody fighting next door. Israel has stayed on the sidelines of Syria's 7-year civil war, refraining from taking sides or getting drawn into hostilities. It has responded in the past with limited strikes when fire has spilled into Israel and holds the Syrian government responsible for any such incidents.
Israel also reportedly hit an advanced weapons shipment from Syria to Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. Saudi security forces on Saturday said police disrupted a plot to target the holiest site in Islam as the fasting month of Ramadan ends. The Interior Ministry said it launched several raids, including in the neighborhood located near the Grand Mosque. There, police engaged in a shootout in a 3-story house with a suicide bomber who blew himself up and caused the building to collapse. He was killed and several others were injured. This is VOA News. The UN Health Agency says there are now more than 200,000 suspected cases of cholera in an outbreak in war-torn Yemen. Many of those affected happen to be children. VOA's Tom Turco with more.
UNICEF Director Anthony Lake and World Health Organization Chief Margaret Chan said in a statement Saturday, "We are now facing the worst cholera outbreak in the world, with an average of 5,000 new cases every day." The agencies say that more than 1,300 people have died, one quarter of them children, and the death toll is expected to rise.
The UN says collapsing health, water, and sanitation systems have cut off 14.5 million people from regular access to clean water and sanitation, increasing the ability of the disease to spread. In addition, an estimated 30,000 local health workers have not been paid for nearly 10 months. U.S. President Donald Trump and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi are set to meet on Monday. VOA White House correspondent Peter Heinlein has a look ahead.
Historically, the India-U.S. relationship has hinged on personal chemistry between the country's leaders. And there is reason to believe Modi and Trump will get along.
They are professional dealmakers. To be sure, one comes more from a private sector background and one comes from a combination of rising up the ranks of both party and the government of India.
Trade issues could be an irritant in the talks. Trump has placed India on the list of countries whose policies should be reviewed because of its large trade surplus with the United States. Trump also ordered a review of U.S. immigration rules governing the H-1B visa program, which could sharply affect India's booming information technology industry. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the White House.
British officials were investigating a cyber attack Saturday on the country's parliament after discovering unauthorized attempts to access parliamentary user accounts. A statement from the House of Commons said that as a precaution, remote email access for members has been disabled in order to protect the network from hackers. It was not immediately clear how many people were affected or what the extent of the damage was. The National Cybersecurity Center and the National Crime Agency are looking into the incident. Hundreds have marched in Warsaw to protest widespread logging in Europe's last primeval forest, a project undertaken by Poland's conservative government. The forest has also been designated a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The ruling Law and Justice Party has allowed increased logging in the Białowieża Forest, a vast woodland that straddles Poland and Belarus, alarming environmentalists who say it threatens a national treasure. For in-depth coverage to these stories and more 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. From Washington, D.C., I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.